Page 585, Kabbalah for the Student, item 39. It follows that by the force of the bitush of Or Makif and Or Pnimi, the Masach of the ending Malchut became the Masach and Malchut of the mating Malchut once more. This is because the bitush of Or Makif purified the ending Masach from all its Aviyud de Guf, leaving in it only fine Rashimot of that Aviyut, equal to the Aviyut de Masach de Rosh. It is also known that equivalence of form attaches and unites the spiritual to one another. Hence, once the Masach de Guf equalized the form of its Aviyut to the Masach de Rosh, it was immediately included in it, and they became seemingly one Masach. In that state, it received the strength for Zivuk de Haka'ah, like the Masach of the Rosh, and 10 Sfirot of the new level emerged on it. Yet, along with this Zivug, the Rishimot of the Aviyut de Guf, which were in it from the beginning, were renewed in its Masach de Guf. In that state, the disparity of form between itself and the Masach de Rosh included in it appeared in it once more to an extent. The acknowledgement of this difference separates and removes it from the Pe de Rosh of the Upper One, since after it returned and its origin from Pe of the Upper One downwards has become known, it could not continue to stand above the Pe of the Upper One, as the disparity of form separates the spirituals from one another. It follows that it was compelled to decline from there to the place from the Pe of the Upper One downwards. Hence, it is... Okay, we're stopping here.
It's a problem explaining what's happening with the Masach that performs Zivug Da'aka in Pe de Rosh. How is it all of a sudden inverted from it onwards from... what happened with the kashyut only, reflecting, returning light from below upwards, yeah? And receiving within it direct light. And then turn to be from her onwards by the expansion within the desire. So what does it mean above the desire as you make the Zivug Daka? What does it mean within the desire? As a scheme, as a diagram, we understand it when we draw, but if we are talking of the emotionally, how is it occurring? Yes. What is above the body? What is within the body? Within the goof? Meaning the desires, our desires, how they are participating in it. In what manner am I participating with these desires in Rosh? And in what manner am I participating with these, sharing those desires in the goof? So what's my attitude towards them when I'm working with them only in overcoming? As 10 sefirot of reflected light, or Chosa? Or that I'm already... Or that I'm working already in... What does it mean that above Pe de Rosh I have received there Or Yashar within Or Chosa? Within what have I received Or Yashar within Or Chosa? What are these lights? What are the those discernments in me? Yeah. And how will I now further connect them with my desire to receive, called that these 10 sefirot of Rosh or Yashar that is clothed within the returning light is clothed. What does it mean, clothed? Yes? Within my desire. And make the toch of my partzuf. And also in the same form, however, in an opposite course, performing the sof of my patsuf. The sof of the patsuf is also Yosha, not Igulim. Where I'm not receiving anything. Now, later on, check out how the game is constantly in one's desires, yes? And later on, when he entered the bitush pnimu makif, the inner facing, and he must come to a decision that he's purifying from all he had, and in what force and sorrow he is purified, so that in that really rejects the host. And how does he justify himself by doing so? Yeah? That now he received in order to bestow, in favor of some future continuity. In short, there are many emotions and calculations one have to take into account, and the calculation has to be accurate. And once the screen does rise to Pedeosh, how is it integrated there? What does it mean being integrated in Pedeosh? Stand under the Osh. And once integrated with Pedeosh, why can't he participate in there? What is happening as he made his way? What does he come with? Which leave him without the force of perseverance, the fact he received in order to bestow, or the fact he's been through Bitush Pnim and Makif, he can't be in Pedeosh. He only equates to Chazeh. Now, when he's in Chazeh, yes, say Chazeh of the Elyon, he's coarser, they have more experience, he's wiser. Why can't he receive a greater force? One come on the expense of the other. To the extent he receive experience, he become lesser. Ab understand much more than Galgata. It has the light of Ruach, versus Galgata that only had the light of Nefesh. However, he has the light of Ruach only under the condition that he clothes within Galgata, and there attains the light of Ruach. He gives Galgata, allow Galgata to attain the light of Ruach, and by himself remain in the light of Nefesh. And his nefesh is not as the nefesh that was in Galgalta. In Galgalta there was nefesh the Keter, and he has nefesh the Chochmah. Clear? Meaning, take each and every partzuf from Galgalta, Absag, Mabon, each partzuf that elicitate received the light of nefesh in a lesser degree than the previous light of nefesh of his predecessor. Yechidat de nefesh, chayat de nefesh, neshamat nefesh, ruach de nefesh, and nefesh de nefesh. This is how it is in all the five partsufim of Ak. Now, when Ab comes out, what does he want? For him, Galgalta is the upper one. For him, Galgalta is the creator. He wants to fulfill him. Hence, the fact he's now in the lesser nefesh, but he can fulfill Galgalta with Ruach. For him, it's a unique opportunity. Hence, he's going for it. He already has whom to bestow upon. Meaning, already when the Elyon, the upper one, exist, there are different discernments. Ab already, well, he is the light of Chokhmah, because before him there is a parzuf, before him there is something that something, someone to resemble. It's not Ein Sof, it's not a igul, a circle. Accordingly, when they accumulate, as in them accumulates all kind of discernments, Na'anchai, Kechabzon, Yashar, Pnimi, Mekif, these are Shimot of Tanta. All these. All these impressions are clarifying for each next partsuf, they clarify Ein Sof to him. As in Ein Sof, there is no grip in Ein Sof. Hence, we are not talking of Keter, the entire partsuf of Keter. Well, he does something he's clothed over. This is how we are talking. He is being scrutinized by clothing in him. By clothing in him, we start to understand who he is. However, as a matter of fact, Keter itself is unattained. It's the tip of the Yud. The beginning of attainment is from the Yud. Hence, all these partsufim that emerge, and in them occur all the accumulation of discernments, they discern or clarify the patsuf of Keter. That's it. And then, only once they all leave, then we can talk of the who is and what is that Galgalta. Then it is clear. To whom it is clear? To he who emerges elicitate after the upper bone. Because it is impossible for something to happen below the Patsufim, meaning below, if all the five Patsufim of Ak did not emerge. It's not enough that Sag came out and he does all these actions below. Without mind bone, and also Galgalta is incomplete. So there is an attitude here, a relationship between the straight and the opposite, Yashar and Afuch, with all the Patsufim. One way and its opposite, yeah? How they are in, how shall I say it? After all the five Patsufim emerged, the system become balanced. Then in it are all balanced, because this whole five Patsufim of Adam Kadmon also can be described as one Patsuf of ten Sefirot. That as long as it did not emerge completely, entirely, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma'abon, with Chumah, Zanpin, and everything that hasn't purified entirely, right? If we are taking the entire Ak as one Patsuf, also in it, so if it hasn't purified entirely, his screen is not in Pederosh. Yet he is unprepared yet for the following actions. Meaning, what is it that we see here? It's not for no reason that Sa go down below the Tabu and begin to do something there. Rather, in it, also the last Malchut participates after all the five parts of Imavak also. And as a matter of fact, she determines the general Tabu for us. She holds it, sustains it in a, how shall I put it, by her last action. We also need to see the whole world as the world also and as a Patsuf. so that it would be clear to us what is going on, and also all the worlds, because all in all, five sefirot. And also in clothing of Ak, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya, they somehow clothe over one another. Why is that? Because it helps us seeing the integrality of the system, that they are interconnected, intertwined in all kind of different facets with respect to the Rosh, Toch, Sof, clothing over one another, all the Ketarim, Chochmot, Binot, clothing one another, on the degrees of Aviyud, they arrange differently, and degrees of the light of Chasadim and light of Chochmah also differently, meaning there are many, many types of connections, just as in a big electrical or electronic system, whereby there are many, many, many ways in the many opposites in the way of the work. All right, Glizerin. How did you suffice with that? Well, yes, that's correct. That within a person there are many questions, and they are such that he doesn't feel, or he feels a bit more. He feels and he cannot ask. He feels and he can ask, but nevertheless hold back and does know himself. Why? And those that already...
The partsuf of Sag during its dakhut purification. How is it that after it there is also Ma'elyon and also the world of Nikudim, the Nikudot of Sag? In our world, there's no such thing that you take both to the right and also to the left, this or that. So how is this split? How is there suddenly this split?
I didn't understand. What split is there with Sag? If I cannot bestow upon a few desires, how come I wouldn't? Why is it bothering me? The upper light doesn't limit me. It fills me up as much as I need in order to pass on to the others. Sag cannot fill Nehi de Galgalta. Why is he Sag for? He created Nehi de Galgalta. He formed her so that she, indeed, only Nehi de Galgalta, being the expansion of Malchut, can bestow upon the Creator. And Sag, as Bina, created Malchut so that she will bestow upon the Creator. He himself is incapable. He only builds. However, she, the Malchut, realizes. So now, say, let's put it this way. We are talking about it in a formal fashion. The Sag is the light of Chassadim, can go below, has no limitations, and there's no restrictions, and he can go below the taboo and fill up those kelim, as if there is some box there that can be filled up. However, we're not talking about that. We are talking about the fact that each and every desire longs to do contentment to the Creator. So, should I now fill up these desires with light of Chassadim, meaning when I show the host that at least to some extent I am a bit more and a bit more, I want to be close and resemble him, close to him, in those heavy desires of Nehi de Galgalta. Well, these are my desires. The whole structure is one structure. We shouldn't separate between Galgalta, Ab, and Sag, rather, simply in all kind of manners I bestow upon the Creator. So how can I not bestow if there's an opportunity?
Suppose we learn that the Partsuf chooses the best option in order to bestow, but here it chooses both directions, both to the upper Ma and also to the world of Nikudim.
It is totally, totally different desires that are in the Patsuf that now seeing the opportunity to realize themselves. The desires that are on the degree of Bet Aleph and Aleph Shoresh are building now extra addition of bestowal upon the Creator called the upper mind, upper bone. And furthermore, I can do an addition in bestowing upon the Creator by me fulfilling the Hidde Galgalta with the light of Chasadim on the degree of Bet Bet, not the degree of Bet Aleph, where I'm building the upper ma, rather on the degree of Bet Bet I'm doing that, so that my Bet at the time of purification, even prior to me doing a zivug on the upper ma, I'm already filling up Nehide Galgalta. The moment I'm done with fulfilling Nehide Galgalta, then I've purified, and then I continue now the zivug on Bet Aleph and I'm building the upper ma. I'm constantly in an act of bestowal, as good as it is, even at the time of purification, even at the time of the Hizdakhut, the purification, I can fill up Nehide Galgalta. Because I'm in the light of Chasadim. Meaning, I can make Zivug on the light of Chasadim and fill up Nehide Galgalta. And later on, I'm doing a Zivug. When once reaching Pederosh, I'm doing Zivug on the light of Chochmah and performing further action of bestowal called Apama, receiving in order to bestow the light that comes from the Creator, the pleasure that He brings to me, and later on the upper bone. I've done actions that are all due to the desire to bestow. I'm doing as much as possible. Between them, there's no collision nor resistance between all these actions. On the contrary, they're all in one direction. In the same direction. Imagine yourself that you are a sag. You must purify. Nevertheless, even during the purification, because you're in Chasadim, you're bestowing. And in what big Kelim? No? Meaning, beyond the restriction, you are saying, in this Kelim, what are you doing to me? Give me the entire light of Chochmah, and I don't want it. Only in order to be cleaved onto you. Because should I receive, it will be in order to receive, then I will violate the first restriction, and I'm not willing to that. However, beside that, whatever you want. You are taking those kelim of Nehide Galgalta and performing a zivug on them in Rosh Desag. You're performing a zivug in Malchut of Ein Sof. And then you are filling them up with the light of Chasadim. What is the light of Chasadim? What do you think? Just like that? It's the same upper light. However, I am limiting myself in using it as the light of pleasure, rather to use it as the light of appreciation of the Upper One, the greatness of the Upper One. It's, it's something that is very, although it is a great thing, nevertheless, far less than the light of Chochmah. However, you are not using the light of Chochmah because by doing so you harm the Elyon. So you have no relationship to the Elyon anymore. So the Elyon says the following, enjoy me as whatever you want. Enjoy me. And you're going crazy just to enjoy him. However, by you start enjoying him, you'll think only about the pleasure. And here you stop yourself. And now in Sag, what does he tell you? I don't know how to imagine that. describe it more correctly. No, in our world, you can't give an example to that. No, with kids, not with food, sex, or family. In short, SAG does a great job.
But nevertheless, before that, after that, there is cause and consequence, cause and effect. Suddenly here, there's no...
No, well, what, I spoke for no reason. I don't know. The thought of creation is to bestow the maximum. So tell me, where it did not happen?
So I don't get it.
We're not talking about the world of Nikudim. We're talking about Nekudot Sag. No, not everything rose. We are speaking of the Masach, the same Masach that was formed after the first restriction. Everyone here? Masach that was formed after the first restriction. This Masach constantly works in order to bestow, in fulfilling the Creator. Fulfilling the Creator is possible in Rosh and Toch. The Masach constantly does that. Constantly does it also when it descends from Pe to the Tabu, also at the time when it ascends from the Tabu back to Pe. Here it has additional kelim when he also take into account and fulfill Nehide Galgalta. It is precisely in the same direction. Afterwards, he has multiplicity of Rashimot, right? He performs Zivug Dehaka in a certain desire and elicitate the upper ma and upper bone. Zivug Dehaka on a certain desire, a restriction desire, restricted desire, and elicitate the world of Nikudim. So I do not understand you. I'm thinking that by that, Galgalta finally, Sag, or Nekudot de Sag, the world of Nikudim, continue the same Masach of Galgalta, that he wanted to fulfill Nehi de Galgalta. He wanted to fulfill it or not? Galgalta wanted to fulfill her Nehi. She couldn't. Now, in the third Partsuf, she can do that. So what's the problem?
The question is, if he always does the maximum, so these are two different things here.
These are two different frequencies. No. Listen, it's not because a matter of the maximum. It's because there are Rashimot that too he need to realize. There would not be complete bestowal if he wouldn't reach mind bone, the upper mind bone. It isn't considered, I've given you meat, fish, and salad, right? And also salt and pepper. And without salt and pepper, you wouldn't be able to eat correctly the fish and salad and the meat. You won't be able to. You must finish the salt and the pepper entirely also. As much as I gave you exactly. This is how it is. You don't know what it's like. Once I was in a restaurant, I won't say where. Not in Israel. Yeah. Very, very fancy restaurant. There was no, how you call it, this, spices. There was no condiments on the table. So I asked quietly, well, what about all? I usually not adding much. So they said, if you honor the chef, yes, the cook, you're eating that and you need not adding anything. If he made it properly, then it is properly done. That's it. Meaning the Creator won't give you even salt and pepper, you must use it all the way. You agree to that? You'll have to. Well, let's let the grandpa ask. Sorry, guys. Next to him, I'm already being signaled to conclude.
Rob, I wanted to ask, what we just talked about, can we compare it with our desire to receive that reaches its top limit and loses its yearning? So in spirituality, we prefer for upper to receive in order for us not to reach the final level of our yearning and lose our desire, lose our yearning, aspiration for something. I'm talking in respect to the grading of the lights.
Translate to me what he says, please.
He says that Ab receives Nefesh and raises Ruach to Galgalta.
It's not us. We're giving a Shemot an opportunity from the structure of the system, the diminishments of the light, revelation of the vessels.
It's done as if without the participation of the lower levels with respect to the higher ones.
The fact you're activated now, you're activated through them. The fact you have to work through them to Ein Sof. Because all the work is towards Ein Sof. Well, friends, I need to go. I was told I'll be glad to remain, but this is how it is. Nothing we can do about it. This is how you determine. Now I have reports by the spiritual directorate. Afterwards, Avud. Oh, you're already engaging in the 10th? Okay, so we don't have a report of the spiritual directorate. Well, this is the practical realization of what we are studying. Take it seriously. You cannot swallow the entire society and hold it in your feelings and work with it. And the 10th, you can. In the 10th, it's clear to you that you're incapable, you don't want, etc., and then you need to cope with it. Good luck.